This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. It's no secret that we were surprised and disappointed across Farm Bureau when the Environmental Protection Agency announced its intention to reverse the 2020 Navigable Waters Protection Rule. Those feelings turned to greater frustration this week as a judge in Arizona made the decision to vacate the rule entirely, ignoring evidence and plans already set in motion by EPA. We are still looking into what implications this has nationwide, but farmers and ranchers could face even greater uncertainty as this ruling threatens the progress we've made to responsibly manage water and natural resources. The NWPR not only protected our nation's water, but also provided much-needed clarity for farmers and ranchers. EPA Administrator Michael Regan has promised the agency won't return to the overreaching regulations of the flawed 2015 Waters of the U.S. rule, and we will hold him to that promise. At the end of this week, the EPA will wrap up a series of listening sessions and an open comment period on the definition of Waters of the United States. Farmers and ranchers across the country have taken EPA's call for feedback seriously. Through our Farm Bureau grassroots call to action, nearly 2,000 comments have been submitted. That number doesn't take into account similar calls at the state level. This is grassroots in action, and I want to thank all of you for taking the time to speak on behalf of your farms and communities. AFBF is submitting formal comments to the EPA docket as well. We must keep coming to the table and work together to achieve consistency and clarity for all. Farm Bureau's resounding message, the Navigable Waters Protection Rule provided much-needed certainty to our clean water efforts, and the EPA must continue to provide clarity and protect farmers' ability to grow our nation's food, fiber, and fuel. I have long said that there shouldn't be a need to bring a team of lawyers and consultants out to a farm to know what is and what isn't a Waters of the United States. Throughout the EPA listening sessions, Farm Bureau leaders, staff, and grassroots members echoed that sentiment. AFBF Vice President and South Dakota Farm Bureau President Scott Vanderbilt and AFBF Board Member and New York Farm Bureau President David Fisher joined in discussing the importance of the NWPR for farms and ranches in their states and across the country. From New Mexico to Michigan to Alabama, Farm Bureau called on EPA to preserve the definition of navigable set in the 2020 rule and to protect farmers from getting bogged down in expensive permitting and paperwork. We shouldn't have to apply for a permit every time we turn over dirt on land that is dry most of the year. What's more, ephemerals and ditches are not and should not be considered waters of the U.S. Farm Bureau representatives also called on EPA to respect long-standing changes to our nation's landscape and farmland by preserving historic designations for prior converted cropland. Farmers know what a precious resource our nation's water is, and we are committed to keeping our water clean for our families and communities. We are taking proactive steps on the farm to keep nutrients on our crops and out of our waterways. Regulations shouldn't place conservation practices at risk of getting mired in bureaucratic paperwork and red tape. Farmers need the ability and flexibility to pursue projects that promote sustainability and keep up routine maintenance on the farm, such as creating grass waterways and reconstructing irrigation ditches, for example. These types of projects increase efficiency and help reduce environmental impact. But when a project already carries a hefty price tag, piling on a permit fee of around $30,000 or more can stop any project dead in its tracks. Farmers need regulations that work with us rather than roadblocks in our ongoing sustainability efforts. The coming days will be pivotal ones for Administrator Regan. He must keep his word to America's farmers and ranchers, recognize our conservation efforts, and not return to overly complicated and excessive regulations. All Americans, on and off the farm, deserve clarity and consistency as we protect our shared waterways. AFBF President Zippy Duval commented Monday on the District of Arizona court ruling to vacate the Navigable Waters Protection Rule. AFBF is extremely disappointed in the ruling to vacate the navigable waters protection rule. Farmers finally had an environmentally responsible regulations that brought clarity to clean water efforts. This ruling casts uncertainty over farmers and ranchers across the country and threatens the progress they've made to responsibly manage water and natural resources. Farmers are encouraged to send messages to Congress regarding legislation resulting from reconciliation language in the budget resolution. The current language contains spending that will need to be offset by some combination of federal spending reductions, additional deficit spending, and tax increases. The potential tax increases include an increased corporate tax rate, the elimination of stepped-up basis, and imposition of capital gains at death. Contact your congressman with your views today. Inflation continues to be the subject of media interest. A recent AFBF market intel update dives a little deeper into how the consumer price index is computed and go through how the index is likely to behave over the next few months, given things we already know. Admittedly, different families spend different amounts on a range of goods and services. The Bureau of Labor Statistics surveys consumer spending across the nation and develops a set of weights for the various products and services consumers buy. The split between goods and services is roughly 40-60, with services getting a weight of 58% and goods getting the remaining 42%. Within services, the three main categories are shelter, the most significant single component of the CPI, medical, and transport. While Arizona's agriculture might lay claim to several interesting farm and ranch facts, one of the most unique is its large number of female farmers thanks to its American Indian farm families, a cultural gem in the storied history of this desert state's agriculture. Arizona holds the highest percentage of female producers, farmers and ranchers, at 49%. The national average is 36%, according to the latest USDA Census of Agriculture. Farmers who were previously ineligible for the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program 2, or CFAP 2, can now apply for aid thanks to collaboration between the American Farm Bureau, lawmakers, and USDA. Up to $1 billion will be made available through the Consolidated Appropriations Act to livestock and poultry producers who suffered financial losses from January 1, 2020 through December 27, 2020. The American Farm Bureau first raised concerns about farmers being left out of the aid package in May 2020 and has been engaged in this issue for more than a year. Coverage has now been expanded to include chickens, poultry eggs, turkeys, hogs and pigs, ducks, geese, pheasants and quail, including eligible breeding stock and eggs of all eligible poultry types produced under contract. American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duval expects appreciation to USDA for recognizing the incredible losses farmers endured during the height of the pandemic. He said when restaurants and schools closed, the demand for fresh food disappeared almost overnight. While previous CFAP funding addressed many losses, AFBF recognized that contract growers were left out and worked with lawmakers and the administration to ensure all farmers' voices were being heard. Farm Bureau thanks Senator Roger Wicker and Senator Chris Coons as co-chairs of the Senate Chicken Caucus, as well as the Senate and House Agriculture Committees for their work to address the shortcomings of CPAP assistance. And we appreciate the Biden administration and Secretary Vilsack for seeing this aid through. COVID relief will help farmers across the country recover from the damage caused by the pandemic and ensure they can continue putting food on the table for America's families. USDA also announced it is amending the CFAP 2 payment calculation for several commodities by allowing farmers to substitute 2018 sales for 2019 sales. New and modified CFAP 2 applications are due by October 12, 2021. Interested farmers should contact their local Farm Service Agency office. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.